The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Has anyone else had a ghost take form of something else? Like something they knew would scare you? I've lived in a super haunted house for almost 10 years, and one of the ghosts was super mean. My oldest son is traumatized from the things he experienced there. Stuff he didn't tell me about until we moved. I hardly talked about it either because I was worried I was going crazy. Until we moved and everything that was happening stopped. Just stopped. But when we lived there, the activity was so constant it got to a point where it was just irritating. It was like constant jump scares in a movie, you know? After a while, it just lost its edge. One of the things the ghost would do is climb onto bed with me. I'd be laying in bed and I'd hear the slap of a hand hitting the top of the covers. I'd feel the mattress shake, and then the weight of someone pulling themselves up onto the bed, and then I'd look, and no one would be there. Happened all the time. But towards the end of us living there, after talking a lot about how much the ring and the grudge scares me, I was taking a nap, and I felt something climb onto bed with me. And I just knew no one would be there. I knew my husband was downstairs and my kids were watching his show, but I couldn't help it. I rolled over and looked, and I saw a girl towering over me with a white, dirty dress and long, dirty black hair covering her face. I jumped, rolled away, covering my face in the blanket, and then groaned and yelled, "Go away!" It sounds absurd, but it totally happened. And it did something like this to my oldest son, too, after he saw something on a show that scared him. I was just wondering if anything like this has happened to anyone else. What kind of entity is this? I'm thinking it has to be demonic, but there's just so much I don't know about these kind of things. This is an experience that happened to me a few years ago at college. I still have no explanation for what I saw. I have insomnia. I've had it for years, and the best thing for me that I've found is to go out for a walk for an hour or so. I've never had any fear of going out late, as I'm a rather large man, and this is pretty easy at my college because the layout has a rather large loop and plenty of open spaces, and a path that is always well lit. In the center of this circle, there's a large patch of forest that is unlit. Because of this, I never walk the forest at night. But for this night, for no particular reason, I decided to change my path and go through the forest. I've gone through this path enough times during the day, and it has clearly marked floor trails with wooden bridges at points and metal plates on trees to designate the clear path. The only light I have on me is my cell phone, which is the worst type of light. It is very bright, but it only reaches 10 or 12 feet. As I'm heading into the path, not more than a few minutes into my walk, I'm crossing the first bridge just as I'm nearing the other side of it. I hear a snap from behind me. I turn around expecting an animal, a fox or a raccoon perhaps. There were a fair number of them around campus. I had seen some at night before. What I saw was at the other side of the bridge, between two trees, a figure standing at human height but rather formless. The tree to its right has a metal reflector dish marking it, but it was too far away for my flashlight to really catch. The hairs on the back of my neck raised.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I was determined to face my fear and identify what was on the edge of my light. I took a step forward, just one, and I froze as my blood went ice cold and everything in my body told me to run. I couldn't bring myself to take another step towards this figure, so I decided I would leave as calmly as I could, and slowly turned around and confidently walked away, continuing down the path at a steady pace. I wasn't even close to being halfway through the forest from here, but I did a good job at staying calm. I hadn't seen or heard anything until I was nearing the end. At this final turn in the forest path, I can clearly see the street lamp at the other end. Now, admittedly, this part of the path is rather swampy. The ground is very quickly turning into mud. So I keep my pace steady, not running, not slowing, and in the corner of my eye, I saw it again. A white, formless figure. But this time, it was approaching me. I panicked, but I didn't run. I just kept my confident stride, determined not to let my fear get the best of me. 20 feet from the edge of the forest, I slip and twist my ankle, falling face first into the mud. The adrenaline in the moment carried me through, and I managed to just force myself back up and keep walking. As soon as I broke the tree line and made it onto the sidewalk, I felt free, safe, and calm. I fell asleep shortly after getting home, but had awful nightmares. The next day, I was feeling alright and decided to go back and confirm what I saw under the sun. My girlfriend and I made our way down the path to the first bridge. Now, I had many markers to note where I saw the figure the first time. The bridge with the two trees and the metal marker on one. I knew I'd found the exact spot, but there was nothing between those trees. It was an empty space, and it was empty and clear for a good distance in both directions. The second place I saw the figure was an open clearing. The only thing of note was a fallen tree, but nothing near the height of what I saw. I never walked alone at night in that forest again, but I kept up my night walks around campus without incident. I had been in the forest at night with others multiple times after this and never noticed another figure. It's been a few years now and I still don't know how to exactly explain what I saw. We moved into this home in 2000 or 2001. I was 3 or 4. Honestly, after moving in, it felt like our lives went downhill. I truly believe that there was something evil in that house. My mom says the first night she slept in the house, she dreamed of a thick fog and a black cat. She woke up and remembers telling my dad that they messed up buying the house. It gave her a feeling of dread. My grandma, on my dad's side, and my mom were sitting in the living room while I was sitting on the floor playing. I don't remember this because I was so young, but she said we all heard a man groan behind the door. She says my eyes got real big and said, uh-oh. The house looked like it was from the 90s, but it was in pretty rough condition. In one of the rooms, where for a while we used as a junk room, you know, one of those rooms where you put odd and end things in there. There was outlines on the walls of where posters had been. The space was white where the posters had been, but the rest of the walls had a yellow tinge. I'm guessing it was where someone smoked a lot. Also, where our back door was, where our washer and dryer would be in our utility room, there were tiny little scratches on the bottom of the door. Like cat scratches. And there was a door in my parents' room, and at the bottom of that door there were also those same scratches. Things were heard, felt, and seen in that house. I remember when I was 6 or 7, I had thought I seen in the back room out of the corner of my eye something white, like a white dress with a long train, go from one side of the room to the other, in the dark. It could have been my imagination, but I don't know for sure. I would have dreams where I would try to run out of one of the rooms and couldn't. I couldn't scream, and I felt like my legs had gone numb, and I just couldn't run away. Like something would be waiting for me or dragging me back. My mom woke up one morning and seen what she thought was my dad at the end of the bed. It was a work day and she thought he had come back home early. It was a man with what she said was red hair. My dad also has red hair. And was wearing a blue workman's uniform like a boiler suit, but with separate pants and shirt. Then when she looked back, the man was gone. My grandma and grandpa, who was on hospice, he was in a roll-around bed, stayed with us in the house for a while. My grandma had a dream where she had seen a man with red hair and a red beard in the bathroom in the mirror over the sink. My grandpa was even scared for the lights to be turned off. Also at this time, my parents would argue, like all the time. Anyone who stayed in the house, it was like the tensions there were so thick you could cut them with a knife. I was having a lot of problems of my own. I was depressed nearly all the time and always felt like I was being watched. Like there was something just watching me. I would look over my shoulder and of course nothing. My grandma had felt one time something get into bed with her. The way she described it, it was like a big dog. She would kick it out of bed, half asleep, and it would get right back into bed with her. She'd kick it out and it'd get back in. Till finally it just stopped. I remember my mom and I were up watching The Ghost and Mrs. Muir in my parents' bedroom when all of a sudden we heard this loud bang. Like, the only way I can describe it is if someone took a concrete block and threw it as hard as they could against the floor in the bathroom, or closet. We jumped up and looked around and nothing. Nothing had fallen. But it was so loud and it definitely sounded like it came from their closet. Their closet was huge, it was a deep walk-in closet. My grandma was up at 1 in the morning taking care of Grandpa when she said she started hearing the sounds of wire hangers violently hitting the sides of the closet wall. She knocked on my parents' door. She thought that my mom and my dad had gotten in a fight, and one of them were packing the other's stuff and were jerking clothes off the hangers, letting them hit the closet walls. She found out that they were both still asleep. My mom sat on the couch one day and felt something furry rub up against her leg, like a cat. But there wasn't a cat there. This happened twice, and the second time she felt it pull on her shirt. Grandma and Mom said that they were sitting on the couch, and they heard a picking sound, like cats sharpening their nails on the treadmill they had. There were marks on the treadmill from a cat's claws, but no cat. We didn't have a cat. On Halloween, my mom put out a step mat that we had for years, that when you stepped on it, a man's voice would say, "Happy Halloween!" Ha 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 ha. It was a really cute step mat, purple with an orange pumpkin. It went off by itself, like someone had stepped on it. So she ripped out the voice box and step sensor mechanism. Other things happen like this, but this post is already too long, and some things I just can't remember. All I know is that we finally had enough and moved out when I was like 8 or 9. My mom says that she believes there's a ghost of a cat there that she didn't think was bad. She actually just felt sorry for it. This happened at my mom's current home. I don't live with her anymore, but at the time I did. I was with my girlfriend in my room, and I asked her if she wanted some food. She said yes, and us being teens, I made us nachos. I went alone, and the whole house was dark. It's a really small house, basically a trailer, so there's not much space to be freaked out. Also, we had so many animals, dogs and cats and birds. They kind of kept me sane. I walked into the kitchen, flicked on the lights, and got to work. The living room was right next to me, and I remember seeing all three of the cats sleeping soundly on one of our couches. As I waited on the nachos to cook, I went into the living room and gave some pats to one of them, as he, Jack, slipped onto his back for some belly rubs. He's a weirdo, as most cats don't really like that. Anyways, I successfully handcrafted a plate of masterfully made nachos and headed back into the room, turning off the kitchen lights behind me. I walked about 10 steps into the darkness, feeling a little bit on edge, but nothing crazy. As I round the corner to my room, I hear right behind me. It was getting louder and faster, and I could feel the house vibrating with each step. I pivot as fast as humanly possible and see nothing. The hairs on the back of my head and neck were going crazy, but the sound just stopped. Nobody was there, not a cat or a dog. My dogs always slept with my mom, but it wasn't unusual for them to go out for some water at night. However, her door was closed, so that ruled that out. I looked around for any sign of anything. Nothing at the end of the hallway either, nothing. And if it was a cat, they would have made some noise fleeing down the 15-foot hallway. But it just stopped when I turned around. Mind you, this all happened in seconds. I didn't have it in me to stay out there any longer. I had this pit in my stomach like a wave of fear washed over me. I shuffled into my room and told my girlfriend, but she didn't believe me. She still doesn't. Everyone chalks it up to animals, but I don't know. It didn't make any sense.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.